Good morning. The upper-level disturbance that brought scattered showers and some thunderstorms with small hail to parts of interior New York and New England yesterday continues to pivot through north of northern New England and now off into the Canadian Maritimes. This allowed the weather to dry out overnight, and with a clear sky, temperatures dropped off and a little bit more of an autumn-like feel out there this morning, with many places in the 50s to even the 40s across the higher terrain. We also have some areas of dense fog developing in this type of air mass, which will be with us through the early morning period. High pressure dominating from the Great Lakes eastward into the northeast will set up shop, and that will bring us abundant sunshine today. And with low humidity and a light northwest breeze, we'll have temperatures topping out on average right around the 80-degree mark. Another mostly clear and comfortably cool night tonight as most places drop back into the 50s. We'll continue with dry weather for tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies with that high right overhead will be into the lower 80s. A little bit more humidity in the air on Sunday, but still mostly sunny and comfortable as highs push into the middle 80s. The humidity continues to build into the day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather in the middle 80s again before a couple of late day showers and thunderstorms arrive on Tuesday with the approach of the next system. In the lower 80s on Tuesday, with a better chance at more showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday. Behind this system, cooler 70s in store for us by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, hurricane warnings continue for the Big Island of Hawaii and a tropical storm warnings in effect for the remainder of the Hawaiian Islands as Izelle, now downgraded to a tropical storm, is moving over the southern part of the Big Island early this morning. Tropical storm conditions are affecting the Big Island, with multiple trees down and roof damage reported over Windward Big Island. Power was reported out in portions of the Windward Big Island as well. Hilo Airport recently reported a wind gust of 54 miles per hour. Although Izelle has weakened to a tropical storm, conditions will remain treacherous enough to warrant the continuation of the hurricane warning for the Big Island and its adjacent waters. Tropical storm conditions will affect Maui and adjacent coastal waters overnight. Power outages were reported over central Maui in the last 6 hours. Tropical storm conditions are still expected to spread to Oahu and Kauai today. Sustained winds of 30 to 45 miles per hour will continue, possible with gusts up to 70 miles per hour in some areas as the center of Izelle moves onshore. A flash flood watch is in effect for all of the islands. Heavy rainfall of around 5 to 8 inches is expected, with isolated rainfall totals of 12 inches. These heavy rains could lead to life-threatening flash floods. Currently, Izelle is located 50 miles south of Hilo and moving toward the west at 10 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 41 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear skies and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog, otherwise mostly clear skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 52, 93% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Belmont, Arizona, and Kamult in Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower to mid-80s, Boston partly cloudy with a scattered shower and thunderstorm in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 57. The average temperature, 68, that's 3 degrees below normal. 0.08 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 0.61, that's 0.27 below normal. And 25.81 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.24 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 95, set in 1983, and the record low, 46, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs right around 80 degrees. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with patchy fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 80. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Sunday, mid-80s on Monday with a bit more humidity and a mix of sun and clouds. A late-day thunderstorm possible Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night and Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, around 80 Wednesday afternoon. And a mix of sun and clouds and cooler weather on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.